Now, that movie, that music there, is from one of my favourite movies, Star Wars. And I love going to the movies, and I love science fiction movies. I love the fact that when you go to the cinema, you can escape the kind of world you're in and go to a completely different world. Well, what about if the world that you're in wants to escape you? And we're talking about the movie 2012, where, well, I don't want to spoil the movie if you haven't seen it, but certainly there's a lot that takes place in that movie. And if you're talking about spectacular action, it is definitely one to go along and see. So what about we talk to one of the stars of the movie right now? Beatrice Rosen joins us. Hello there, Beatrice.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, really well. Great to have your company this morning. And how did you feel? What did you comprehend when you first heard about this movie, when people first started talking to you about a part in this movie?
Well, I knew Roland Emmerich, the director's work. He did The Day After Tomorrow. He did Independence Day. So these are major movies that I had loved. So I was very excited to meet him and meet the producers, and I knew this was going to be huge.
What do you think it was about you that got you the part?
Well, basically, they were looking for a Russian girl to play Tamara. And I'm from France, but I had played Russian in The Dark Knight a year before.
Yes.
So the movie had a great success, obviously, so they asked me to come in to read for the part of Tamara. So I went back in maybe five times, and then I was told I was chosen.
Appearing in movies like The Dark Knight, I mean, being in a Batman movie, that's got to be pretty exciting just right there, surely.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's the second biggest success of all time, movie-wise, behind Titanic. So, of course, it was amazing to be part of that adventure and part of that cast on The Dark Knight. And it was my first really big blockbuster. And now 2012, who was number one in its first week in 105 countries. So that was pretty exciting as well.
What was involved in filming it? We're imagining there's a lot of, I'm not sure if it's green or blue screen now, and you have to kind of make believe. Is that how it's done?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. We shot most of it in front of a blue screen in Vancouver in huge studios. So that is a very interesting way of working, because the actors have absolutely no visual support. You have to use your imagination completely. So, and be on the same emotional level as all the other actors in the same scene. So it's pretty interesting and challenging to film.
I've heard almost, maybe you don't want to agree with this because it might reflect on your colleagues, I understand you have to almost be a better actor to do these kind of movies, because you don't have the luxury of seeing something fall apart in front of your eyes and reacting to that. You really have to just imagine what it'd be like and then make sure you're on your mark and make sure you're looking in the right spot.
Yeah, it's very technical. You know, I wouldn't say it's harder or easier than other types of acting. It's just different. It's another exercise. And I think as an actor, what's interesting is to go from a big budget movie like this one, you know, where you work in front of a blue screen and it's very technical and you have to use your imagination a lot, to go to then doing a smaller budget movie, an independent film, where it's more about the characters and, you know, so it's not better or worse. It's just different. And it was really fascinating to work with, you know, John Cusack, who's part of the cast, and Amanda Peet, and Danny Glover, Woody Harrelson. I mean, the cast was absolutely amazing, and I was very, very lucky to be in the same set as them.
Now, you've mentioned some big names there, but was there anything in particular that you felt you learnt from some of those big names?
Well, just watching them, I mean, especially the director. I mean, Roland Emmerich is a genius at what he does, and he is such a perfectionist. This is really one of the things I've been seeing time and time again with Christopher Nolan on The Dark Knight, now Roland Emmerich on 2012. These directors are not there by chance or by mistake. I mean, these men are geniuses. They carry tremendous budgets on their shoulders, and yet they come in the morning on set, they're in a good mood, and they're such perfectionists. We will do a scene over and over again until it fits exactly their vision.
Do you ever feel the pressure of the budget? Does the actor ever feel the budget pressure? For instance, if you are not getting the scene the way the director wants, do you think, oh, now I'm costing this movie?
Yeah, every minute of filming costs thousands and thousands of dollars. So, yes, there's a lot of pressure. But when it's an ensemble cast, like in 2012, there's a bit less pressure. Of course, you want to perform the best you can and, you know, and defend your character the best you can. But there's always pressure, whether you're in a big budget movie or in a small budget movie, you all are always want to do a great performance.
Sure. Tell us a little bit, please, about your character in the movie, and did you draw on some of your own life adventures to help create her?
Well, in a movie like this, such a disaster movie, you really have to use your imagination, because obviously I haven't witnessed the end of the world yet, even though I live in L.A., and I've witnessed a few little earthquakes here and there. It's nothing compared to this film, which is the ultimate disaster movie. So my character, Tamara, she's Russian. She's the girlfriend of a Russian billionaire, and John Cusack in the movie works for us as a driver. And when the end of the world starts, we all end up together having to figure out a way to survive. So during the whole movie, I'm with John and his family, and we just try to find ways to outlive this end of the world journey.
I'm thinking you have got such a beautiful life, Beatrice, to be involved in these wonderful movies and to basically get to do what we all did as children, to get out there and play. And it's your living, and what a great job you do at it too. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm really, really blessed to be able to get up every day and live my little girl's dream. I mean, I've always wanted to be an actress, and yeah, it's absolutely wonderful, and I hope I can be an actress until the day I die, really, because it's a lot of fun.
What's your favorite part of the movie? When we're sitting at the cinema and we're watching 2012, what's the bit where we're going to go, aha, this is the bit that Beatrice actually likes the best?
Well, there are several for different reasons. First of all, the special effects. I don't think it's ever been done at that level. They're absolutely mind-blowing. So just for that, it's worth seeing the movie. But also, what I really loved about the film was there are some emotional parts where you see really humankind get together and stop all the conflicts, because they're all facing the same problem that, you know, that the planet is rebelling. And I think that was very emotional to me, when to see all these different nations and no matter what religions people are or color or nationalities, everybody kind of comes together and want to survive. So that was pretty powerful, I thought.
For those tuned in this morning who are thinking, well, we'd like to get into movies, and we've seen our own Sam Worthington get into the movies, and in fact we've just witnessed him in the upcoming Avatar that's along, and you got to act along with our dear Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. So there's some Perth talent already in the big screen. How do you get to do that? What is it? Do you just need more drive than anybody else? Do you need more talent? Do you need the lucky break? Do you need to be in a particular town?
I was raised in Paris, France. So, you know, and now I live in Los Angeles, living my dream. I think there are no rules in life. I think really the message I would love to get across is that you can follow your dreams, and anything is possible in life. And I really, really mean it. If you have the passion and the drive and the patience, because it's not, you don't become an actor overnight. It also takes a lot of work, and sometimes people overlook that fact. And I think you really can make it if you give yourself all these attributes: patience, hard work, motivation, passion, a lot of fun and good energy put in your work, and I think that's the recipe.
Well, that
no matter where you come from, actually.
That recipe does sound like it requires a lot of energy, so I guess you need to be taking up vitamins and exercising too. Would that be a part of your life?
I try to eat healthily. I try to not be obsessed about it, because there's a lot of eating disorders involved in, you know, in modeling and acting. I mean, it's famous. So you have to just be eating healthy, exercising a little bit here and there, but nothing too drastic. You know, just lead a healthy life. I think that's the secret.
Thank you for sharing your secret with us, and thank you for sharing your time this morning, because we're looking forward to seeing you on the big screen to see the movie 2012, and we look forward to seeing you there too, Beatrice Rosen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Beatrice Rosen from the movie 2012, and you're listening to John Lewis on the radio 6BR.